Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell. This is a video called Roof with a View. I lived in an area at one point of Vancouver, Canada, where I had a number of friends nearby. And one day I was walking down the alley, and one of my friends called out to me from the roof of his building. It was about four stories up. He was like just a sort of a spontaneous guy, and I can be pretty spontaneous. So I just, he just called me to help him, and I just went running in there, running up the stairs, and next thing I know, we're out on the roof. And he's got this old cast iron wrought metal railing, and this is on the roof. So he had a penthouse apartment and didn't occupy the whole top floor, and so there was like a railing outside, so you could go out onto the roof of this older sort of condo kind of building, and the only thing that kept you from the edge was a railing, and so there was like a deck and a railing, and he was getting rid of the railing. I don't even remember why. So he had this railing all dismantled, and he had a rope on it, and he was going to try and lower it to the ground. It was all intact, so it was long and heavy. So we started lowering it. We lowered it off the edge, and we have this rope wrapped around one end of it, and we're 15 feet from the edge of the roof, and we're just sort of, playing out the rope, and, we're both engineers in our background, so, it's all very conservative, straightforward, until the rope undid itself from the railing, just right before our eyes, because of, the force involved, it just undid itself. He kind of freaked out and said, the rope undid it, and I grabbed onto it. Somehow, I forget exact details, but I was close enough to the metal that I could grab onto it. And so now, I think he was holding the rope, and the rope undid, so now it was just me, and I wasn't enough. And so this railing started to pull me off the edge of the roof, and I'm sliding along. The roof was like tar, with tar and gravel, they call it. And so there's excess gravel, and so the gravel slides. It's like you're sliding on gravel. So in other words, you don't have a good amount of friction. So I'm sliding along this roof, holding on to this railing, and he's like, the rope came off. And I slid right to the edge of the roof. And this railing, let's say 60, 80 pounds. I don't remember the exact weight. The railing is now dangling down the side of the building. I am right at the edge of the building. There's not much of a lip, if anything. And he's saying, the rope came off. And I'm saying, could you tie the rope back on again? Because that's the only way this thing is going to resolve. Either I let go of it, and there were cars below, that it would like fall on these cars and really massively damage these cars, or he ties the rope back on. So he tied the rope back on, we lowered it down. But the interesting thing I thought about this story was that as I'm sliding towards the edge of the roof, I realized that the force of the railing is downward, and I'm being pulled horizontally. And so at some point, that force, as I get near the edge of the roof, that force will be more and more straight down and less trying to pull me off the edge of the building. And so I knew that as I got closer to the edge, there would be less force. Now, talk about, sort of quick mathematical calculation or physics calculation and then trusting that. I mean, it would have been nothing for me to let go of it. No one would have ever been upset that I let go of it. Everyone would have completely understood. But I just thought, I don't have to. I was going to ride it right to the edge, and then if I had to, then I would let go. So I rode right to the edge, and just, I literally stopped right there within just inches of the edge. And there was the day saved. Saved by, just keeping a cool head. Just kind of an interesting story. It's a little story, obviously. It's kind of inspirational. It just shows you, if you keep a cool head, it can really pay off sometimes, and it really paid off that time. Anyway, this is Boy Maxwell, justthinkit.com, just giving you a little story. Roof is a view. Hope you enjoyed it.